TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Alastair Hutton with an article written by Heather about plans to make more restaurant menus accessible. A mobile phone app that helps diners to access talking or large print restaurant menus looks set for expansion following its sale to a leading food tech company. The app, called Good Food Talks, has been popular for several years since it was created by the blind entrepreneur Matt Wadsworth and his partner Kate Bennett Wadsworth. Thanks to Matt and Kate's efforts, the app is already used by a number of major restaurant chains, including Nando's, Pizza Express, and Wetherspoons. The new owners are Nutritics, a major food tech company that provides restaurant IT systems to an extensive customer base. Nutritics are now aiming to roll out the app to as many customers as possible to help reach the 10 million people who struggle to read printed menus. This includes some 340,000 people in the United Kingdom with no sight, another 2 million who have some sight loss, and around another 10% of the UK population who are affected by dyslexia or other conditions that make reading difficult. Chief Executive of Nutritics, Stephen Nolan, described Good Food Talks as an amazing example of how hospitality operators can use technology to be more inclusive. Matt will still be involved with the app under its new owners to continue developing the project that's been a passion for Matt for over the past 10 years. Matt has always enjoyed eating out, but found restaurant menus difficult to manage, often having to rely on someone else to read them to him because of his sight loss. His solution was to design his own app, and after months of research, came up with the idea for Good Food Talks. The app allows diners to view the menu on their mobile phones, enlarging the print, inverting the colours, or simply asking the app to read the menus aloud. It's available for both iPhone and Android phones. Apart from his involvement in Good Food Talks, Matt is also a professional lute player. He was the first blind student at Cheetham School of Music in Manchester and later studied at the Royal Academy of Music. He's since been a trustee of visually impaired charity Thomas Parklington Trust since 2017.